This is an audio version of a leaflet entitled Healthcare for People Coming to Scotland to Study from NHS Inform, Health Information You Can Trust. In Scotland, most healthcare is provided by the National Health Service, or NHS. If you are coming to Scotland to study and you live in Scotland legally, this fact sheet tells you how you can get healthcare from the NHS while you're here. I am an overseas student. Can I get healthcare from the NHS in Scotland? If you are coming to Scotland to study on a full-time course, you can get healthcare from the NHS from the day you arrive until 1 month after your course finishes. And you may also get healthcare from the NHS if you are working in Scotland and are studying part-time. You will be classed as a worker rather than a student. See the leaflet, Healthcare for People Coming to Scotland to Work, available on www.nhsinform.scot. What do I need to do? You need to find a family doctor as soon as possible after you arrive in Scotland and ask them to register you as an NHS patient. You won't have to pay for this. In Scotland, family doctors are often called general practitioners or GPs. They work in GP surgeries, medical practices, or health centres. The GP will decide if you can register as an NHS patient and if you can get NHS treatment free. And the GP will help you look after all your health needs. They will decide if you need to see another health professional, for example, a hospital doctor or someone in mental health or maternity services. If you do, the GP will make the appointment for you. Your university or college may be able to help you find a GP. You can also phone the NHS Inform helpline on 0800 224488, or look on the internet, www.nhs24.scot. The NHS helpline can provide an interpreting service. When you have found a GP surgery, contact them and make an appointment to register as an NHS patient. If you need an interpreter, ask the GP surgery to arrange this for you. When you make an appointment, tell them what language you prefer to use. What happens when I register as an NHS patient? When you go to the GP surgery, the staff will ask you for some personal information, for example, your name, address, and date of birth. And they will ask to see some documents to help them decide if you can register as an NHS patient. If you need hospital care, staff at the hospital will also ask to see these documents. If you are from the European Economic Area, or EEA, or Switzerland, NHS staff may ask to see your European Health Insurance Card, or EHIC. The following countries are EEA countries: Austria, Belgium, Bulgaria, Cyprus, Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Iceland, Ireland, Italy, Latvia, Liechtenstein, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Malta, the Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Portugal, Romania, Slovakia, Slovenia, Spain, Sweden, and the United Kingdom. They will also ask to see a letter from your university or college which confirms that you have a place on a full-time course. The letter should say when your course starts and how long it lasts for. If you are not from the EEA or Switzerland, they will ask for documents that prove you have a place on a full-time course at a university or college, for example, your student visa, and a letter from your university or college. The letter should confirm that you have a place on a full-time course and say when your course starts and how long it lasts for. The United Kingdom has special healthcare arrangements with some countries outside the EEA. If you are from one of those countries, you can get some healthcare from the NHS in Scotland. UKCISA can give you more information about this. If you don't have the documents they ask for, staff at the GP surgery may not be able to register you as an NHS patient. And if you receive healthcare from the NHS before you are registered as an NHS patient, you may be asked to pay for this. This may happen, for example, if you are waiting to get the documents you need for registering as an NHS patient. When I am registered as an NHS patient, is all healthcare free? No. When you are registered as an NHS patient, a lot of your healthcare will be free. But you may still need to pay for some things, for example, some dental treatment and eye care. The leaflet, A Quick Guide to Help with Health Costs, tells you if you can get free treatment or help with health costs. It is available from Citizens Advice Bureau and Job Centre Plus offices. You can also find it on the internet, www.gov.scot. Can my family get healthcare from the NHS? If you are registered as an NHS patient, your husband, wife or civil partner, and any of your children who are in Scotland with you can also get healthcare from the NHS. The children must be aged under 16 or under 19 and in full-time education. Staff at the GP surgery will ask you to fill in a form for your husband, wife or civil partner and any children. You may need to show your marriage or civil partnership certificate and birth certificates for your children. What about other members of my family? If you are from the EEA or Switzerland, other members of your family who are not from the EEA can get healthcare from the NHS if they have been allowed to join you in Scotland. They will need to show a document proving that the UK government has allowed them to do this, for example, an EEA family permit. UKCISA can tell you more about this permit. Other members of your family who are not from the EEA or Switzerland may have their own right to healthcare from the NHS in Scotland, for example, if they have been allowed to come here to work or to study. Other members of your family who are from the EEA or Switzerland can get healthcare from the NHS. They must have an EHIC and they should register with a GP. If you are a student from outside the European Economic Area and Switzerland and have paid the Home Office's immigration health surcharge with your visa fees, your biometric residency permit can be used as proof that you are entitled to receive NHS hospital treatment at no charge. This also applies where the surcharge has been paid by or on behalf of your immediate family members, your spouse, dependent children, or civil partner. What happens if I am not registered as an NHS patient? If you are not registered as an NHS patient, you can still get some health care from the NHS. Services that are free for everyone include emergency care in a hospital, in the accident and emergency department, casualty department, or minor injury unit. Emergency care at a GP surgery. Emergency transport in an ambulance. Sexual health services, family planning. And treatment for some infectious diseases and sexually transmitted infections in the best interests of public health. If you need any other health care and you are not registered as an NHS patient, you will need to pay for it. Staff at the GP surgery or hospital will be able to give you more information on this. You can get medical insurance to help you with the costs of your care. To find out more about medical insurance, phone the Association of British Insurers on 020 7600 3333 or look on the internet www.abi.org.uk and search for private medical insurance. Regardless of the health care that you can get on the NHS, you should have medical insurance that covers the cost of a return journey to your home country. In the unfortunate event of serious illness or accident, the costs of transport with medical support are not covered by the EHIC or by any special health arrangements that Scotland has with some countries outside the EEA and Switzerland, and neither the Scottish Government nor NHS Scotland will pay for a journey home with medical cover. How can I find out more? Contact your university or college for information. Visit the UK Council for International Student Affairs, or UKCISA, website at www.ukcisa.org.uk or phone their advice line for students on 020 7788 9214. The advice line is open Monday to Friday from 1 to 4pm. For information about health conditions and services, phone the NHS Inform helpline on 0800 224488. Text phone 1800 0800 224488. The helpline also provides an interpreting service. The helpline is open every day between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. Contact the Patient Advice and Support Service, or PASS, at your local Citizens Advice Bureau. Find your nearest bureau on the internet at www.cas.org.uk or in your local phone book. PASS is independent and provides free confidential information, advice and support to anyone who uses the NHS in Scotland. Other fact sheets in this series: healthcare for people coming to Scotland to work, healthcare for asylum seekers and refugees in Scotland, healthcare in Scotland for former UK residents now working abroad, healthcare in Scotland for UK passport holders living abroad, healthcare for UK pensioners visiting Scotland, and healthcare in Scotland for holidaymakers from overseas. You can get these fact sheets from anywhere you get NHS care, www.nhsinform.scot, and the NHS Inform helpline on 0800 224488. Feeling unwell? Go to a pharmacy and ask for advice. To find your nearest pharmacy, phone the NHS Inform helpline on 0800 224488, or look on the internet www.nhs24.scot. Visit the NHS 24 website at www.nhs24.scot for health information and advice. Contact the GP surgery where you are registered. If you need an interpreter, ask the GP surgery to arrange this for you. Phone NHS 24 on 111 or look on the internet www.nhs24.scot if the GP surgery where you are registered is closed, or if you are not yet registered as an NHS patient. NHS can provide an interpreting service. In an emergency, if your condition is very serious, phone 999 and ask for an ambulance. We have tried our best to make sure that this information is correct. However, the information is for guidance only, so you should not rely on it as a full statement of the law. If you are thinking about taking legal action, you should contact a solicitor, a Citizens Advice Bureau, or other advice agency. Check www.nhsinform.scot for versions of this information in other languages or formats. Produced by NHS Inform. NHS Inform, health information you can trust. That is the end of the recording.